We talked unemployment a little bit up at the top of the program. The December jobs report comes out Friday morning. We should be so lucky, though, as to have Germany's labor problems. While we're trying to figure out how to replace the 8 million jobs we lost in the Great Recession, the Germans are trying to find enough workers for the jobs they have. Kyle James reports now from Berlin.
The phone's been ringing a lot recently at Infopark. The web services company has enjoyed strong growth this year, and it's hiring. There are 10 jobs advertised right now. But founder and marketing director Bernd Völker says the company's having a hard time finding the people it needs.
We can't fill the open positions that we have quickly. Sometimes it takes months, so we can't grow as fast as we would like to. And in the worst case, it means that we have to turn down work that comes our way.
His company's not alone, not by a long shot. A study by the German Chamber of Commerce found that the country has a shortage of about 400,000 skilled workers. The need is especially acute in engineering, high-tech, and healthcare. Stefan Hadiger heads the labor market department at the Chamber of Commerce.
If you don't have the right people, less is produced, and in the short and long term, that will have a real effect on the country's economic growth.
Germany's birth rate is low, 1.4 babies per woman. That's well under the rate to maintain the current population. That means fewer Germans and fewer engineers and software developers in the future. Back at Infopark, tech consultant Adam Musiel-Bright explains some of the work he does.
And this system is fully customizable. So it has basic functionality like hold different types of content, like images, like...
He's originally from Poland and is just what business leaders in Germany need. But it's proving a challenge to import a skilled labor force. Lars Funk of the German Engineering Association points to a recent survey. It found that Germany wasn't all that attractive to top workers from other countries.
We have to change that and get rid of red tape for those who are really going to help our economy. We have to make their start in Germany easier.
That report blamed some of the problem on the German language.
Hallo, ich heiße Emily. Ich komme aus den USA.
It's not an international language like English, and take it from me, not all that easy to learn. The country could also simplify confusing permit rules and recognize more college degrees from overseas. And a recent undertone of anti-immigrant sentiment hasn't helped matters. Labor experts say the country just needs to be more welcoming all around. But some who've come here say Germany's welcomed them just fine. Cabe McCall moved to Leipzig from Santa Barbara 3 months ago to work in neuroscience. Tonight his institute is having a party, and it's full of plenty of imports. He thinks Germany doesn't perform well in surveys because it hasn't sold itself like it should.
My guess would be that that's branding, so that, you know, Germany just probably isn't as chic as whatever else showed up as higher on the list.
So maybe Germany needs something like the UK's Cool Britannia campaign from the 90s, although it's hard to think of what the German equivalent would be.
Germany, now it's funny. Now we have a sense of humor, something like that.
In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And by Putnam Investments, helping to solve tomorrow's retirement savings challenge. This is Putnam Today. Additional support from the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.
This final note today, kind of an amazing story out of Columbus, Ohio. A photographer for the Columbus Dispatch shot a video the other day of a homeless man asking for spare change on a freeway ramp. Nothing remarkable there except the guy sounds like this.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
That kind of explains the sign the guy was holding. His name is Ted Williams, and the sign said he's a former radio announcer who has the God-given gift of voice. So knowing talent when they hear it, executives at the Cleveland Cavaliers, NFL Films, among others, say they want to talk to Mr. Williams about a job. The video was posted 2 days ago. You can see it on our website, marketplace.org. It's already got 6.5 million hits.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
Or, you know, back on the radio, whatever. That's Marketplace from American Public Media on this Wednesday. Today, the Dow added 31 points, about a quarter of 1%. The NASDAQ picked up 20 points, 0.75%. The S&P 500 tacked on 6 points, half of 1%. Vahan Baladuni, Ravi Karman, Stephen Colon, Eric Johnson, Jeff Peters, and Charlton Thorpe engineered the program for us. You can tune in tomorrow to the Marketplace Morning Report for the latest in business and economic news. Coming up next time, back on the big show, how do you say I quit in German?
I'm feeling comfortable, earning enough money not to starve. I don't think I will go back to Germany.
A booming Turkish economy and what that means for the Germans. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I hope you can join us for that tomorrow.
American Public Media.